crowd is gathering here. The crowd is getting larger because Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants, is here to join us. You have a lot of fans.
Now, the Giants have a lot of fans. I'm glad to be a part of it, though.
All right. Well, you're now the general manager. My goodness. When we first met, I think, were you in concessions then?
Come on.
This is wonderful.
I'll concede anything at this point. I'm glad. I've been here 22 years. It's been a pleasure, every one of them.
Bobby's blinding me with his rock on his hand.
Nice ring.
They do a nice job.
Yes, they do. Congratulations on being the general manager. Mm-hmm. Different for you? Is life different because of it?
No, life isn't different. I mean, the game is still three outs an inning, and you still got to pitch, and still got to score enough runs to win. But yeah, I mean, I'm balancing a few more things, but excited about it.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about before we got on here at the break about negotiations, and I used to do it once in a while as a criminal lawyer in negotiations, and it's not the greatest thing in the world, but you negotiate a lot with players and agents and things like that. A lot of negotiations going on.
Well, whenever you're in the midst of a free agent market, or as you prepare for the draft that's coming up, I mean, we're constantly looking at options to improve your club, and there's a lot of competition, and it's not always about every last dollar. Sometimes it's just about where a guy wants to be and what his role will be and who his manager will be and what organization he'll play for. And there's a lot of decisions that these guys have to make, and you want to be as compelling as you can be.
Pat, and I'll let in a second just jump in, but you've been in a lot of negotiations with the Cuban players. Mm-hmm. And how do you draw the line? How do you say, okay, we're going to offer player X $60 million, but not 65. How do you draw that line when you really want somebody?
Well, you probably draw the line at 50 or 55, and then you take it to 60, and then you stop. You probably drew the line several million dollars earlier, but went a little further. So there's always a little more reach in you. But at some point, you have to shut off the water and say that's just not the fit for us in light of other options or in light of what position they play or in light of what we know or don't know about them. And so there's always a risk, and you take risks anytime you do a contract like that.
Yeah, Bobby Evans here with us on the patio of the Public House. And we were kicking it around earlier. Rick Thurman, you got him on speed dial for Tim Lincecum. I know you were always in charge of the negotiation when it was time for Tim Lincecum. So with his success to begin the year, what do you think about Tim?
Hey, what an impressive year he's had so far. I mean, he's had four great outings, and certainly the last two being the best amongst them. And you give him credit. I think the Posey-Lincecum matchup has worked well. Never was any doubt on our part. It was just one of the things that Boach did to give Buster a day. But right now it's going to be tough to do that the way they've hit two home runs with each other. So it's good.
Yeah, very nice. Posey last night ran the bases well. I don't know if you noticed, though. I'm sure you did watching the game. But he sort of deked Stanton a little bit, and Kelly's waving that arm sent him in. And Posey looked as fast as I've ever seen him.
Well, I give Roberto credit on that one. It was not an easy call. And but it's what you should be able to do on a ball that's a little bit in the gap, score from second. And I give Buster credit. He didn't slow down. And he does look good out there. He looks fresh. I think Boach has done a great job of balancing his time. The schedule wasn't easy to start the year with 14 straight games, but he looks great right now.
Bobby, look at the injuries and bring us up to date a little bit on Peavy. I see is going to Scottsdale for the week while the team is on the road. Pence played last night. Kane, I watched him throw, have a catch the other day. He wasn't playing picnic ball. He was throwing the ball pretty good. So bring us up to date on maybe timetables for these guys and what we can expect.
Well, we want to get Peavy 100%. With the back, you can feel good throwing on the side and throwing bullpens, but until you start ramping it up and facing competition, that's really the test. And so at some point down there in Arizona, he'll face some live competition. But right now, I think it'll be some of that time down there will be treatment. He'll need to get some treatment and see how he's feeling. Obviously, we got a chance to get Hunter Pence back out there. Ishikawa's out there. Cordier's out, all three of them there in Sacramento. We're loading up pretty good there right now, and quite a few guys. And exciting to see Hunter back out there, and hopefully, again, he'll continue to get stretched out. Really depends on how he feels day-to-day, whether he goes back out there. Every indication is he'll be back out there today, but we'll see.
Very good.
Yeah, in the Pence situation, we think of, rehab, it's Hunter Pence. Just go ahead. As soon as you start hitting, we want you here. But Bochy said it, and I think there's some truth in it, that he hasn't had spring training. And there is some element of you have to see live pitching in a game. And I think, I assume you want to see that for some period of time.
Yeah, it's a discipline on our part, really in the best interest of Hunter, but also the best interest of the club. You don't want to bring him back and have him struggle.
Yeah.
You want to have him on all cylinders. It's hard to do when you haven't had an at-bat really all winter, except for the couple he had at spring training. So it's a discipline on our part to make sure he gets those at-bats and is ready. And that could be 30, 35 at-bats. We'll see.
Matt Cain, we talk about pitching. I've talked about it a lot. We talked about it at Fan Fest. People say, well, tell me about the Giants. I said, I'll tell you in 90 days. Let me see what the pitching's going to do. Matt Cain is throwing. What do you expect out of him and when? Is there anything to think about?
Well, the progression for him as he's up to, I think, 120 feet, as he ultimately throws off the mound, that'll be the first test. Eventually leading into facing live hitters and eventually rehab games. But our mindset is we're looking at the long haul. We don't need him back sooner than he's really 100% ready. And this is somewhat of an injury that is, ties back to surgery, ties back to a rehab process, ties back to him ramping it up when he faced, a big crowd here at AT&T Park against Oakland. So you want to prevent anything reoccurring, and you don't want to have anything create further damage. So things are looking great. He feels great. He wants to push us to do more, and that's a good sign.
All right, so here you are, and those are the guys in the wings. And if they come back in July, you have fresh arms, major league. It's like making two trades if they come back then, not that the date is they're coming back. So what do you think of the rotation so far? And there's four shutouts in six games. But, there's only five or six starts per pitcher, and not all of them have been good. What do you see?
Well, I do see that when we've struggled, we haven't necessarily, followed our game plan. And at some level, the guys haven't adjusted to their stuff not being the best that day. But then they've been able to bounce back and stick to a game plan and have better stuff and throw better games. And I give Buster a lot of credit back there. I mean, it's not lost on me. These shutouts are with him behind the plate, and there's a reason why we've been successful in the postseason, and there's a reason why we've been successful early in the season with the staff not being necessarily the one we originally planned on. There's a lot of credit there for Buster.
Hey, your first baseman's raking a little bit, huh? What do you see with Brandon?
Well, he started doing a little more of what he's known for, and that's hitting the ball to all fields. He doesn't need to pull the ball into a shift. He can hit the ball to all fields. He doesn't have to power up and hit home runs. He can hit the ball in the gap. He can hit the ball down the line, and doubles for us are very valuable, especially with the number of guys in the lineup that can score.
I'd imagine that'll continue as you guys go to Houston and Cincinnati. Those are some band boxes, and lefties can yank him out of there. Maybe he'll get up on that homer board.
Well, and I think he wants to, but that shouldn't be the priority. The priority should be to hit the ball hard in the gap and to hit it to all fields, and I think the discipline and keeping his head in there has really made a big difference.
Yeah. All right, so last night I said the show was great last night. I just had to say I'm on, and people just want to talk about it. The McGee at bat. Now, here he is, double play heaven going on for him. Mm-hmm. And he gets up, bases loaded, 3-2. And what are you thinking at that point, and what did you think afterwards?
Well, I thought it was a great at-bat already. I mean, again, that's part of what he had been known for is putting up good at-bats, not being afraid to hit with two strikes. And it was good to see him allow the ball to travel, allow the ball to take some pitches. And so I thought it was a great at-bat already, and when he hit the ball, it was loud. I thought that it could have been caught. I thought it might get over his head and get to the wall, and we get a couple of runs. And then when it went out, I was, of course, elated for the club, but also McGee. I mean, he's worked so hard and took that time off. Those 3 days were painstaking for him, and yet we see the dividends.
All right, so assessment-wise, I mean, you get him. Martin Prado goes there. Next day, McGee is here. You do make an assessment of him. It's not a snap judgment. Anything changed on your assessment of him after getting to watch him for spring training and this year?
Well, I think that there was a little difference of what we saw in spring training and what we saw to start the season. And I think that may be tied to the knee, the bone bruise. He didn't look quite as good on his feet, at least for a couple of weeks. And we did see him pressing. I mean, it's interesting how he got to the Bay Area and he started pressing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because of the hometown issue, but I see him more relaxed last night than I've seen him all year, and hopefully that continues.
All right, minor leagues. Of course, we have rotation of Vogelsong is in there now, Hudson, Lincecum, Heston, which we haven't touched on yet. The nice job he's done. Of course, Bumgarner. Who's next up in the minor leagues if you need a starting pitcher for you? Who would be next up?
Well, we've got a number of guys throwing hard that are out of the bullpen, but you know, from a starter standpoint, yeah. you know, Petit's waiting in the wings here, so okay. he's a little bit of a cushion for us that we don't want to have to turn to because we like him out of the bullpen, but at the same time, he might be a guy that you go to before you bring up cool. a guy from the system. We've got a good group of guys at AAA trying to put themselves into a good position for the future, but I wouldn't say that they're necessarily on the cusps right now, although I will say last year it was very evident that Heston was our best starter at AAA. That's still evolving now for us. And in April, you know, there's only been 3 weeks or 3.5 weeks of minor league baseball, so still early to tell.
Well, the Flying Squirrels, quite a story. They lost, 14 in a row?
Yep.
And now I think they've won 5 in a row now.
Yeah.
As an organization, you know, someone's got to give a pep talk somewhere, I imagine.
Well, I think, you know, Dick Tidrow went in there and certainly made some adjustments to the roster, spent some time with the guys. I know that Jose Aguasil is our manager, and he is very upbeat and positive, so he wouldn't let those guys get down on themselves, and they've certainly made a turn. And and they got some bad breaks along those 14 losses, as you can imagine, but getting 5 wins in a row after that is very gratifying.
Kyle Crick. People ask me about Kyle Crick all the time. Big arm we saw in spring training. Had a pretty good spring training, I thought, down at Scottsdale. What's up with him?
Well, he's off to a good start, but, you know, he's a guy that we really need him to command his fastball, and we're seeing that right now. And that's been part of the challenge for him, and maybe he's evolving to the place where he's more confident with the fastball, which allows everything else to work in his favor, and we should see hopefully a continued good year from him.
All right, so 30 games down, 132 to go. We're moving through this season quickly here, 15-15, and I look at the Cardinals, I look at Washington, I look at the Dodgers. Then I see a lot of mishmash after that, and the Giants are right in the middle of that, which makes me feel pretty good because it doesn't look like anyone is, you know, putting anybody away yet. How do you feel about the season so far, and how is it going, and how do you feel? Happy, content, watching? What's your emotion now?
No, I think there's certainly some concern early on how we have struggled. Much nicer to see us play better baseball and to play more of what we're capable of doing. But to be at 500 for us without Hunter Pence, without Jake Peavy, without Matt Cain, I have to be pleased. Okay. But I am looking for that push that's going to get us into a better position as we move forward.
What would that push be? Well, what has to happen?
Well, we need to create some separation. We got to win series. We got a tough series here against the Marlins, who are playing great baseball. We've split so far. It'd be huge for us to take these next two games. You don't really want to split at home. You want to take the series, and that's what it's going to take. Series to series is finding a way to win them. Even if you split them on the road, you want to take the series at home, and that one series at a time, really one game at a time, but one series at a time will really help create some separation from being 500 club to being a club that's, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 games above 500.
All right, you're the general manager of the Giants now. How is the new VP? I don't even know what Brian Sabian's title is anymore. Advisor to somebody, I would imagine.
Well, Brian, executive vice president of baseball operations, and you know, he's gotten out in the field already and looked at some amateur talent for us as well as major league talent, and I think it's right in his wheelhouse. I mean, he loves to scout, and of course I'm in touch with him daily, and appreciate, you know, the opportunity he's put in front of me, and want to make sure I take advantage of it. But you know, I think every game that he is you know, not here for, he's at least on par with what's going on and making sure he's aware. So.
Yeah, he went to New York. And
yeah, Daniel Murphy. What were the reports on Murphy?
The internet went crazy. Brian Sabian is seen in New York. You were gonna trade for every play the Mets had.
Well, that wasn't the case. I mean, clearly, but we were. You know, part of what we're doing now, and Brian's strategic in this, is just looking at multiple clubs, multiple major league clubs, not necessarily clubs playing against us now, but playing against each other. So he's able to see two clubs at once, and he can evaluate, you know, free agent options, trade options, so that as we get to decision points, we at least know what we have.
Are you looking forward to your first big trade
I'm ready for it, Marty. Whenever it comes, I'm ready.
I mean, we don't see a lot of, you know, honestly, you don't see a lot of trades anymore. But, you know, you may be one of those guys that you could be Trader Bobby Evans.
You know, it was a busy winter for trades. I mean, it was it was busier than the free agent market. In fact, it kept us awful busy just because you're balancing free agent discussions while you're also having trade discussions. But again, it'll be interesting to see where we can improve the club, and you know, the more we can do as a club to put ourselves in a position where an adjustment to the club will make all the difference, all the better. You know, that's important.
Well, Brian's first trade was Jeff Kent.
Not bad.
Big
Not
deal.
Bad.
Matt Williams. That was a big deal when that. You probably remember that.
Of course.
When that happened, and my goodness, you know, it took nerve to make it happen.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, to become general manager at the start of a season. I don't know how many general managers have taken over if it weren't the off season, other than or middle of the season. But who's taken over when not only is the tee in the ground, but the ball's on the tee, ready for you to start the year, and that, you know, here we are. So,
hey, Bobby, on a sentimental note, seeing Mike Morse come back and that pouring out from his former teammates, coming in and embracing him with the ring and all that, how did that affect you?
Now, you know, it is so special to see a guy like that, you know, honored by his teammates the way he was. And he honored us in the way he played and the way he's communicated you know, back and forth since he left. And you know, it's a great feeling, and I know the fans enjoyed it. It was special for me to watch, and you know, looking forward to delivering Pablo his ring this Sunday. Unfortunately, we don't get to do it at home, which would have been nice, but we're looking forward to presenting it to him.
That'll be interesting. That would. That's going to be. Who's going to do that?
No, I'll be doing that with some other guys. Hopefully, Larry and Boach. And it's hard because we're traveling the next morning, and we're having to do it late at night, Sunday night. So it'll be a late Mother's Day presentation.
Well, those are the good parts of the job.
Yeah,
it's very exciting for that to happen. Well, nice to have you here, and I'm looking forward to the first big trade. I can't wait.
No pressure, though. No pressure.
No pressure, but I can't wait to see you start moving people around.
Thanks,
you know, you make your mark. This is what it's all about. So it's a lot of fun. But I appreciate your humor.
Yep.
And your consideration for us. So thanks for coming in always.
Thank you, Marty. You got it.
Right on, Bobby.
That's Bobby Evans, the general manager of the Giants. More coming up right here in the Sports League.